The nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau found that in less than 3 years, the number of private contract staff working on medical assistance at one vendor nearly doubled from about 600 people to more than 1,100. That's compared to just 365 full-time state employees doing the same job. Governor Scott Walker's Department of Health Services Deputy Secretary Kitty Rhodes says private contractors were relied upon more heavily in the past to let the state add staff during hiring freezes. She says it's an issue the Walker administration is already addressing.
We began the analysis on some of those programs and found it was not cheaper. It was actually more expensive to be using the contractor. So we discontinued that and brought those people in-house.
Much of the rest of the audit focused on internal accounting and encouraged more competitive bidding, actions Rhodes says the department is already taking. Those hoping the audit might provide easy answers to rising Medicaid costs might be disappointed.
Many people would really hope there'd be the silver bullet solution, and there frequently is not.
The audit did not show evidence of widespread Medicaid fraud. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat John Richards says that debunks a claim made by many Republicans during last year's political campaigns.
One of the reasons they called for the audit was they were trying to say, well, this program is just rife with fraud and abuse. That's clearly not the case, and it's serving a very important need for people who have health care coverage only through this program.
Overall, the audit found that the cost of medical assistance programs grew from $5 billion in 2007 to $7.5 billion in this budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.